With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's what police faced as they moved in this morning on entrenched protesters at UCLA. Anti-Israel, anti-America protesters chanting from the river to the sea as police moved in. Officers had to demolish barricades as they advanced and started removing the demonstrators one by one after zip-tying their wrists together. His silence is deafening. The White House continues to face questions about President Biden's failure to speak out about the nationwide campus demonstrations.
As anti-Israel protesters take over some campuses, police make arrests, and violence cancels some classes, the president has remained silent. Asked about that, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted that no president has been more outspoken against anti-Semitism than Joe Biden. But she offered no definitive answers when repeatedly asked about the president's lack of specific comments on the demonstrations roiling colleges and universities across the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll call a vote next week on removing GOP Congressman Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. Now, Johnson sees it as little more than a PR move by his opponents.
It's a very unfortunate thing when the threshold was lowered on the motion to vacate, where any single member could bring the motion to remove a speaker at any time. It's allowed for this absurdity.
Johnson on the Salem Radio Network news program This Week on the Hill. Hamas says it is considering the latest ceasefire proposal from Israel. The answer from Hamas could come later today. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 160 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 142 points. This is SRN News. A new survey of tithing.
About 15% of Americans say they donate money to a church every week, according to the latest from the Public Religion Research Institute. 26% of the general public say they tithe once or twice a month or a few times per year. Amongst people who identify as Christian, about one in four give money to their church every week. Republicans tithe a lot more than Democrats, older people more than the young. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi's Republican-led legislature has killed two bills that would have curbed transgenderism. One measure would have barred males from using female bathrooms and locker rooms in public buildings, including university dorms. The other would have specified that sex is determined at birth and that there are only two sexes and every individual is either male or female. The bills died quietly when Mississippi House and Senate leaders failed to agree on compromise versions before a legislative deadline this week. This is SRN News. Wisconsin authorities credit a lockdown and quick police action with thwarting another potential school shooting.
Schools in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin were locked down Wednesday.
Police officers from the Mount Horeb Police Department responded to a report of an individual with a weapon outside the middle school.
State Attorney General Josh Call and sound from WKOW.
Police officers responded to that threat and they used deadly force.
Call did not say what type of weapon the suspect had or whether he'd fired it.
The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident, and the subject was a student in the Mount Horeb School District.
No word either on his age or which school he attended. However, Mount Horeb School District Superintendent Steve Salerno credited new safety precautions. I'm Ben Thomas.
The body of a fifth person has been recovered at the scene of the bridge collapse in Baltimore. One other person, also a construction worker, is still missing. More details at SRNnews.com.